The other Josh Cohen is a rock musical rom-com running off-Broadway. It's about Josh Cohen, of course, a lovable schlub who's unlucky in love.
My worst day is the 14th of February.
His luck turns, however, thanks to a case of mistaken identity. Catherine Rampell attended a recent performance and has this report. She was accompanied by an unusual audience.
The musical, The Other Josh Cohen, speaks to a lot of people, but perhaps to one type of person more than most.
My name is Josh Cohen. I'm from Mayapak, New York.
Joshua A. Cohen from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Joshua C. Cohen from Los Angeles, California.
Josh N. Cohen. I live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
During a recent matinee, a group of guys from around the country, all actually named Josh Cohen, got together with other Josh Cohens to see The Other Josh Cohen. They'd connected on Facebook after Joshua A. Cohen couldn't find his own profile one day because of all of the other Josh Cohens out there. It's basically the John Smith of Judaism. To coordinate, he created a Facebook group, the Josh Cohen Club.
We're trying to form humanity's first super Josh Cohen.
The Joshes were all tickled to learn about a hit show that shares their name. All of them, that is, except one.
I am Joshua H. Cohen. I live in Washington Heights in New York City.
Joshua H. Cohen was a little irked when he first heard about the show.
There are certain rhymes between the story of the show and my actual life.
Joshua H. Cohen is a talented writer. So is the one in the play. Both went to NYU. Both have a great grandfather named Samuel, who gets his own song in the musical.
Samuel Cohen's family tree, your great grandfather's legacy.
Another odd similarity?
The Josh Cohen in the musical winds up with, after a long drought of dating, with a music teacher named Diane. My wife, who I met after a long dating drought, is a music teacher named Anne.
Joshua H. Cohen had reason to be suspicious. He had gone to summer camp with both of the show's writers.
He was in my bunk.
That's Steve Rosen, who wrote the show with David Rossmer.
When we first started the show, we got a call from a friend from summer camp where Steve and I met. And he said, I just wanted to ask you why you wrote a musical about me without telling me.
Stay with me. That caller wasn't Joshua H. Cohen. It was yet another Josh Cohen who also went to camp with them. They assured the caller the show wasn't about him.
And I said, Josh, you're an acquaintance. We like you, but I don't know you that well. Of course we would never write a musical about you and not tell you.
After thinking about it, Joshua H. Cohen realized the same thing. He now gives the musical an unqualified endorsement. And really, who is more qualified to endorse it?
I loved the show. It was true to life in every way.
David Rossmer.
The show is like a horoscope. And when anyone who reads it thinks it relates to them, and that's just great. That's great.
I know you've had a tough year. I can tell you you'll be fine.
We all want to feel like our story is special, unique. Maybe it's not, and maybe that's okay. Because that also means no matter how broke you are or broken you feel, you're really not alone. It just takes getting a musical named after you, or maybe not, to realize it. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Rampell in New York.
The Other Josh Cohen.